What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 156 of Strong the Iron Will Way. I wanted to talk to you guys today a little bit about trying hard. Just very simple concept, trying hard. I think we do this less often than we think we do. So let me explain where I'm coming from with this. So I think, how many times have you personally or heard somebody say about something that didn't really work out that they tried, right? So whether that's a weight loss plan, a workout routine, anything you can think of that didn't work out, when asked what happened, they'll say, well, I tried, but it didn't work. I tried that diet program. I tried that workout program. It didn't work for me. And then I think if we say that we tried, we can give ourselves a pass on quitting, right? We can bail on it because we tried. We tried, it didn't work. We can justify not continuing to do that thing anymore. But I don't think that's always accurate. I think we might have tried, but I don't think that we've tried really, really, really hard. And the harsh reality is that to be successful at most things worth being successful at, it's going to require us to try really, really hard. Not just to try, but really try. Like, life depends on it, try. Like, no giving up no matter what, try. That is a very, very different experience than just trying. So I'll give you a personal example, and this is actually why I thought of this, because this was very true to me. And I think back to over my entire life, how many things that I've attempted and done and quote unquote tried, but it was probably, 60% effort, right? And I think the reason for that, for me anyway, I don't know if this is for everybody, but I think there's a kind of a self-protective mechanism in not really trying, where you can somehow fail or not win at that activity, but not feel like you failed because you feel like you, because you subconsciously, you know, you didn't really try. Well, maybe if I really tried, but I didn't really try, right? So I find this in, I used to notice this in sports a lot, where if I were to try a new sport, if I didn't give it 100%, actually even a sport that I already knew how to play, if I didn't give it 110%, if I didn't really give it my all and I lost, I could feel okay saying, well, I didn't really try that hard. So I could justify in my brain that if I had tried really hard, I would have won, but I didn't. That's complete bullshit and a complete way of fooling yourself, and not a good thing, right? So I might have temporarily felt better about it, but deep inside, I didn't feel good about it probably, okay? And I compare that to the times where I know that I really, really gave it 100% at something. And it was so rewarding, regardless of the outcome, and that's an important part. Knowing that I gave it 100% just felt really, really good and satisfying afterwards. And that is both physical endeavors, sports, things like that. That's in business, in relationships. I mean, you name it. If there's school, if there's something that you really, really, really put everything into, it's quite satisfying to complete, I think. So I would encourage you to take a look at your exercise program, since that's, you know, the topic here, but really anything that you're currently doing, and really evaluate how much are you putting into it. You know, if 10, on a 10 scale, if 10 is, if you can tell yourself, I am putting 100% of everything I got into this program, first of all, I would imagine that you're pretty satisfied with how you feel. Second of all, I'd be willing to bet you're getting good results from said program, because oftentimes it's not a fault of the program. It's a fault of the effort. It's you're following a program that would be effective if you were doing it 100%, but you're doing it 60%. You're putting 60% of your effort into your actual workouts. You're putting 60% of your effort into following the plan of eating and, you know, lifestyle changes. So maybe you're doing, you know, 60% of what you should be. You're eating well 60% of the time. You're doing 60% of the cardio and extra stuff. You're making it to 60% of your workouts. You're pushing yourself to a level 6 instead of a level 10. This is all the difference in the world, you guys. This is totally the difference between success and failure. This is why many people can be following the same diet, the same workout program, the same business plan, the same class in school, the same teacher, the same homework, and yet some excel and some don't, some fail and some don't do well. This is also why you will find most pro bodybuilders, pro athletes, business people even, will freely give away their quote unquote secrets, right? You can find, there's a lot of business guys that I follow that will tell you straight up what they do to be successful. And people always ask him, why do you give away all your secrets? And he says, they'll tell you, because I know nobody will actually do them. Or no one will do them properly, hard enough, with enough consistency, and long enough to be successful. So I don't care. Same thing with training. You could look up any professional bodybuilder or, you know, powerlifter's training program, and they'll tell you straight up, this is what I do. But very few people will actually do it. So there's almost no fear of that person being, you know, beaten by somebody else that took their program, right? So evaluate what are the things that you feel like you're doing, but they're not having the results that you'd expect. They're not giving you the rewards that you'd want, and see if you're actually doing the whole thing. And I continue to catch myself on this all the time. And again, that's the reason I even thought of talking about this today, because I can see in myself where, you know, currently I'm following a program written by someone else, right? Which is great for me because it makes me extremely accountable to doing things that I don't like to do, doing things that I wouldn't do. You know, when I'm writing my own workout program, it's a joke. I can write that program around what I'm good at, what I like to do, what's enjoyable for me. And then most of the time, those aren't going to be the things that I need, right? The things that I need are going to be things that I would avoid and not do because they're uncomfortable, because I'm not good at them, because they're hard. So by following someone else's program, I don't have that choice. But I still have the choice to follow it or not. I can bullshit myself all the time, and I have done that. You know, if it calls for 5 exercises, I could do 3. I could do 2. I could do 1. If it calls for 5 sets, I could do 3 and 2, and I can convince myself that I did it. And I could mark it off on the book, and I could say, "Yep, did my workout today." But if I were to really be honest with myself, did I give 100%? Did I follow 100%? And when I do that, it's immediate in the response of both the results that I see and also the way that I feel about myself and about my kind of sense of accomplishment from that workout or from that activity. And I found the same thing in business. You know, I this concept occurred to me a long time ago, and I was talking to somebody who was running a small business, a gym, and he was having trouble financially and things. He wasn't really making ends meet, and he was considering maybe having to close up shop and do something else. I said, listen, I really want you to think long and hard about, like, you will have to close this business. You will have to take your name down, sell it, lose everything, and go get, like, a quote-unquote job somewhere. Can you really look yourself in the face and say that you are doing everything possible to make this thing successful? Can you honestly say that? And they said, no, I'm definitely not. And I said, well, so I need you to think about everything that you could possibly be doing. Do that for 6 months, and then tell me if you still want to quit, right? And I would say that's applicable for anything that any of us are doing at the moment, whether that's a relationship, whether that's a gym endeavor, whether that's a business, a fitness plan. Are you doing everything possible to make this thing successful? Are you following the nutrition plan that you are supposed to be following 100%? And are you doing that for at least 6 months? Same thing with the workouts. If your plan calls for 4 workouts a week, are you doing 4 or are you doing 2? Are you planning for 3 and actually doing 1? You know, because a lot of people think they're working out 3 times a week, but they're working out once a week. They think they're going 4, they're going 2. You know, they think they're going for an hour, they're going for 40 minutes. They think they're doing 5 sets, they're actually doing 2. So are you actually doing everything 100%? Are you putting your mental and emotional resources into being successful, right? If it's a fitness and nutrition program and weight loss or muscle gain, whatever, are you doing the workouts and are you giving it a 10? Are you leaving it all on the floor? Or are you convincing yourself you're trying hard, but you're not, you know? Are you spending time outside of the gym to learn more about how to get even better at the other stuff? You know, how to recover more effectively, how to eat properly. If you know how to eat, but you're having trouble, spend some time finding recipes and finding ways to prepare or places to eat that have the right stuff. I mean, there's so many things you can be doing to be successful. And I would challenge you to see if you're really doing them or you're just saying that you're doing them, convincing yourself that you're trying really hard, but you're just kind of trying, right? So take a look, let's see, and think about, can you, I literally started writing in my journal after my workouts, did I give that 100%? Was that a 10 on a 1 to 10 scale? Or unless it's, I mean, there are times, that, don't get me wrong, there's times in training where you're supposed to stop at certain levels. You shouldn't be taking every single set so you can't do 1 inch more. That's not what I'm saying. But you know the difference between, man, I really, really, really tried as hard as I could, or, you know, I half-assed it. That is a big difference. Don't half-ass it, guys. That's the bottom line. Have a great day.